Good evening, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the internet radio show that brings you information on the Akashic Records, what we can do with the Akashic Records, what the Akashic Records have done for us, and how you can use the Akashic Records in your life, in your daily life. Tonight is a wonderful evening. It's a little cold here in Cleveland, Ohio, but it's warming up. Actually, I've got Nikki Lopresti, my friend and student, on the line. We're going to be she's going to be asking some questions, and we're looking to you, okay, to call in and ask some questions, because that's what this is all about. It's about helping you understand what's happening in your life. It's about helping you understand really why things are the way they are, not only in your life, but in the world. And, you know, next week is a very special week. Next week is the 18th of, no, I've got the wrong calendar here. It's not the 18th, is it? You'd think I just woke up or something. Anyway, next week is the 17th of, isn't that right?
No, yeah. We're on the 17th.
Today's the 17th. Okay, next week's the 24th. See, I think just waking up here, folks. next week is the 24th of February, and that marks 1 year that I've been doing this work. So as in honor of doing this work every other time, I've asked you folks to refrain from saying what's my purpose as a question, mainly because what's my purpose, although it might be a very interesting question for you, may not be so interesting for everybody else. However, I believe that this program, this wonderful radio program on bbsradio.com, I believe this is one of my purposes, is to spread the word of the Akashic Records. And so because of that, and in honor of that, next week we're going to take questions about what's my purpose. So if, in fact, you are curious about what your purpose is, I would very much like you to give a call and ask the question. You could even email me ahead of time and say, this is who I am, this is what I'd like to know, your current legal name would be great, and in fact, there's a person that named Michael that emailed me and said, I'd like to call in tonight to your show on BBS. Would that be okay with you? Yes, it would be, Michael. So if you are out there listening, we would love to hear from you. I'm actually going to turn this over to Nikki for a moment, and I am going to let her talk to you about the Akashic Records and what she knows about the Akashic Records. And I am going to, as a teacher, listen in to see what she has to say. But moreover, I'm going to open up the records of the show so that we are ready. I am ready for you all to call in. So, Nikki, why don't you go ahead and take it away? But first, let's introduce you. Hello, Nikki. How are you this evening?
Hi, Donna. I'm doing well.
How has your life been today?
Oh, today has been an interesting day.
An interesting day, yeah.
It's been an interesting day, yes.
Anything special you'd like to share with us?
No, not at this time.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's exactly right.
Oh, I have something that I have to share with you, and this will be interesting to the other folks in the listening audience. One of the things I do other than work with Akashic Records is I also work with Matrix Energetics. And there was a gal that I hadn't talked to or seen for a long time, and she emailed me that she was back in town. I guess she's been back in town for a while. And not realizing it, the way she found me again was that she actually saw a notification that we were having a practice session for Matrix Energetics. And she actually, but before that, she talked to this gal who said she was at my house for this practice session, and that she had gotten such great benefit from it that she, the day after she was at my home, she was cleaning out her garage. And the reason why this is rather remarkable is this young lady had quite an extensive chemotherapy session the week before and wasn't feeling real up to it. She came to the practice session, and she had experienced matrix energetics not only from me, but also from Nikki and from Lorraine. So I don't want to like to mention any names, but I wanted to tell you about that success point, and I thought you'd like to know about that, Nick.
Okay.
Interesting, huh?
We can talk more about that later.
Yeah, I thought that was a great, great thing that happened, and so I wanted to let you guys know about that. Anyway, okay, so you go ahead and talk about the Akashic Records, and I'll be right back on the line with you, okay?
Alrighty.
And you can give the numbers and tell them about what the Akashic Records are, and we'll be right back. Okay, go ahead, Nikki.
Okay. Well, thank you, everyone who's listening in tonight to our program. In a little bit, I'll give the numbers that you can call in if you do have any questions while you're waiting. For those of you that are just joining us tonight that aren't familiar with the Akashic Records, let me say that the Akashic Records are, if we are all made of energy, and the Akasha is an energetic recording, it's an energetic essence of every thought, every deed, every action that has occurred in the universe. And we, as Akashic Records consultants, can open people's individual records. We do that, the method that we do that with is a sacred prayer, and we put your name in, and we can access your own personal record so that you are able to get answers about issues you're having in your life, patterns that are going on, just to find the deeper underlying meanings for things, also ways that you can move forward in your life. And the Akashic Records will not tell you what to do, but they will give you information so that you are able to make choices to move forward in your life. The Akashic Records in a consultation, it's connecting the heart to head to source, and that is how we get the information. Personally, I have been studying with Donna over the years, and I am able to do Akashic Records consultations now. Let me say that Donna often teaches here and wherever she is invited to do level one workshops, which enables you to open your own Akashic Records. So not only can you ask about personal, as I said, issues that are going on in your life, but you can also how to find more creativity in your life, how to access, some people use it for business plans, and how to, creative ways to use their business. So there's lots of different things that we can do with the Akashic Records to really expand our whole level of living. Now, if you would like to call in with a question that you already have in mind, you can do that. I will give you the toll-free numbers. They are 877-876-5227 in the U.S. And in the U.S. and Canada, you can call toll-free 888-815-9756. If one of those lines are busy, you can call the direct line at 530-876-3222.
Hello, here I am. How
okay.
are you? Okay, so were you complete with your thought and comment there, Nikki, or did you have anything other
for the moment, I guess so. That was a little bit of an overview
okay.
for those people just joining in. So,
okay, well, here's what I'd like to say is the reason I went off the air for a moment is because normally I open up the Akashic Records of the show prior to coming on the air. And tonight, due to certain circumstances, I was unable to do that. So I wanted to be able to open up the records of the show to be able to give you the information you need, you as being the listeners, whenever you called in. So I would be there for you, and I could access the records for what you needed. See, we access the records through a holy prayer. Did you say that already, Nick?
I did say that, yes.
Okay. That's good. Okay, and did you give them my email address for them to email me if they had a question?
No, I did not get to do that yet.
Okay, good. Well, if you would like to email a question, you can email me at info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com. And that will be working. So we are off to the races, as they say. So, do you have any questions that you were pondering this week?
Well, I was trying to find from the notes from, it was 2 weeks ago now, so I'm not sure where those are, because I know there was a question that we had started, but then a caller had called in, and so I don't know. Maybe that will bring back into my head.
Okay.
Because I didn't find that one. But then we did have a question that was emailed to you a couple of weeks ago that we didn't get to ask.
That we were just about to ask, right?
Well, I think that was another one, but yes. So, and if I'm remembering correctly, it had something to do with someone had emailed wanting to know what happens to a soul between lifetimes from when a person passes from here and between.
So the question was, we want the clarity as to what happens to souls between the time once they leave the planet and then they decide to incarnate again. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay, that's a good question. Okay. So basically, what happens what's going on in the life between life, eh?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's a great question. So we asked the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akasha to please let us know that answer. So what actually happens
and of course
with life between life?
I think that for everyone it's different, but maybe we can have a general answer.
Right. Okay. Well, what's interesting here about the life between life is that, I found the question here. It's where do we go when we are between lifetimes, and how do we decide to come back here? That was the question.
Oh, there we go. That was the question.
Yeah, that was it. That's the actual question. Where do we go when we are between lifetimes, and how do we decide to come back here? Right. So each. And I have to, just ladies and gentlemen, the reason why I'm hesitating is because when I bring forth the information, what I have to do is I have to wait for the masters, teachers, and loved ones to bring it to me. Because what happens is I don't interpret anything. I don't tell you what I see here. I only tell you what I see here or sometimes feel. I don't tell you what I think it means. So I'm waiting for them to basically slow their vibrations down and move mine up so we can meet in the middle so I can get the information. And because nothing enters me, I want you to also know I'm not channeling. This is just, it's information that comes from this higher frequency realm, as we were talking about earlier. Okay, so the idea here of life between lives is that it's really important that people understand that they don't have to come back. That every time a person moves out of a physical experience and into spirit, that they go to where, for a brief time, they go to. It's, and this is very interesting. What they're saying is that they go to, for a very brief time, where they think they're going to go based on their current belief system or religion. So, for example, if in fact they believed in whatever afterlife they believed in, it's almost like that's where they go for an ever so short amount of time. Not necessarily even to experience it, but more to look at it as an overview to compare what they believed as truth when they were physical and to see what that truth actually manifested to be in the non-physical. So to bring it to four, if a person believed in hell, what would happen right after they passed is they would observe hell, and then they would move into the truth around that belief, if you will. So, because as I'm sure most listeners here, based on the fact that of this type of station, etc., know that there is no such thing as a hell. This was it just be a belief system that would be shown. And then after that, they move into a space of this is a very interesting word. We move into a space of quietude. So the idea of going through the tunnel of light and being greeted by our loved ones, if that's within our belief system, is there. Moving into a space of ever so quickly as of what our belief systems experiencing. I see what it is. They're clarifying. What it is we experience the belief systems that we held in that lifetime. The belief systems all around, so that we really understand the constriction that we put ourselves through as humans. And then we move into that space of quietude, as they're saying. And then move into a space of comparison. And the comparison it could be called or looked at like a life review. But it's more about, they're using the word analyzing a game plan. It's about where you felt, where you felt successful, where you felt unsuccessful, and where you felt unsuccessful, what actually is shown to you is the belief systems that actually imprisoned you or held you to, or locked you in to the behavior in that lifetime. And you're also shown your place on the grid it could be, in some cases, it might be strings, if you will, that were attached to other people, and those people and the contracts you had, which created the behavior you had in this lifetime. And it's that behavior that you had contracted with the other person to play a part. It's interesting that they're referencing the comment of Shakespeare about life is but a stage. Now, they're not giving me the exact quote, but they're just referencing that the idea that there are some people who have thought that or have commented on us being on a game board or life being another play or a stage, and that that those people have glimpsed the reality of what we do on this planet. And so it's very important, it's also very important for people to understand that although we are governed by our belief systems during each lifetime, that once we move into spirit, we look at them from an observational point of view, and they really no longer play as to who our soul really is and what we really want. So each lifetime stands on its own as a way of experiencing life as a human. And that life experience as a human, once you drop into that physicality, you connect with the DNA of all the different lifetimes within that DNA pool. And that's why you choose the parents and various situations and different contracts based on that appearance. It's and each lifetime, the choice is whether to strongly participate, or to be an observer, or to just experience things, or for both. And it's very interesting that the way they're showing this. And then the decision to come back, if you will, they're saying it could be as casual as meeting someone for lunch. I think that's kind of funny. Like, I'm going to Earth, and why don't you come along or meet me when I need you to be there? And then, or it could be because we as a soul want to experience more closure or experience more like a different way of doing it. It's like do-overs or different experiences, and that's why we come back to life. Okay, so I'm going to allow you to ask a question, Nikki, if you have a question on this. And I certainly send that out to the rest of the folks out there to call in and let's talk about this or ask questions about it. Nick, you got anything?
Right, and once again, that toll-free number to call in is 877-876-5227. Well, it was kind of related to this on a slightly lighter vein, but there are some with the choosing to come back, and it's interesting that, you know, they're saying that you look and choose a DNA gene pool or something to come back into.
Right.
But then I was also wondering, you know, certainly there are certain Eastern cultures that are very, very ruled by a lot of following astrological signs, and I wondered in when a soul is choosing to come back how much of circumstances are actually governed by the time, you know, and the sign that you come back into.
So you want to understand why a person incarnates in various astrological signs?
I'm wondering how, yes, well, I mean, how, you know, how much of an effect does each of those different signs or times of birth actually have an effect?
Okay.
If we're able to understand that.
Well, yeah, well, that's actually very key, what they're saying, is because the idea of that it's almost more complex than we as humans can wrap our minds around, but what they're showing me is that it's not just the birth time and the birthplace and you know, the astrological time. That's when you combine the birth sign with the birth name with the DNA, the physical DNA,
right,
gene pool, if,
right,
you will. And you combine, see, the genes that a person incarnates into from the DNA pool already have the belief systems. They already have that those belief systems are ingrained in the actual DNA of the human. So the belief systems of that started out ancestrally are held in the DNA. And so when a person incarnates into that family of origin, they actually incarnate into that gene pool, even though there are times where a person says, I am not like my family at all. I don't know how I got here. That situation, when a person doesn't feel so like on the outside looking in of their birth family that they don't belong, comes from the soul experience or the soul desired experience of that. So the actual mix of the astrological signs and time and name, well, let me say this is the signs, would play a excuse me, a more of a stronger degree than the actual belief systems of the physical DNA. So it's really very interesting because it moves into, it's almost like an alchemy kind of thing, like a formula that is created in partnership with and with an oversight from divinity, if you will, in what we are here to understand and co-create and experience. And what's very important for every human to understand is there's not one human on the planet that doesn't in fact affect the rest of humanity. I don't care who they are or where they're born. Every human is a part of the vast puzzle of existence, if you will, for this planet at this space and this time. So we all play a part, a very important part, not only from a vibrational point of view that maintains the frequencies on the planet, and that's another piece, by the way, is that each human being that is born on the planet, that actually breathes on the planet, even for whatever short time, is actually a part of the vibrational whole, whole, of Mother Earth, of planet Earth. And so it's the ebbing and flowing of the birthing and the dying that is almost like that actually creates the undulating vibration of the planet. So that's very interesting to note. Did that answer your question, by the way?
Yeah,
it was very interesting. So it's the birthday and time and from an astrological point of view, it's the name vibration that the individual chooses, because we only think we choose our own names. And then it's the gene pool that our other folks in our soul group have decided to incarnate into for a again, and this is where the complexity comes in, to create a specific vibratory rate that is a part of the whole of the planet's vibration and frequency at that time. So it's way more complex than we as humans believe or even know, and yet it is very simple the way we ebb and flow. Huh, that's very interesting. I love these questions because I always learn something. Something new always shows up that is out of my realm, and I think that's what's interesting about working with the Akashic Records is that every time you ask a question like this, like, and ladies and gentlemen out there, you can do the same thing. I mean, if you knew how to open your own personal Akashic records, you could ask, tell me what happens. Give me some insight, you know, and ask the question we just asked and see what they had to say. You know, that's one of the reasons a person takes a class, is so that they can learn to open their Akashic records and ask these wonderful questions and go into that kind of depth. So.
And also so that people know, and it kind of feeds off of this, how we each are a different vibrational frequency, that, you know, when we have a workshop, when we have a level one and we're given a question to ask, well, some of it is personal, but sometimes when we do group sessions, you know, people will bring forth, it'll all kind of be the same material, but everyone's will be slightly worded different because each person is a different vibrational frequency. So the message that comes through is because it resonates with you differently.
Right.
And that's also what's very interesting and what's so much fun about taking a class.
Yeah.
You do get, you know, different viewpoints on the same topic sometimes, which is really great.
Right. And the interesting thing about it is that every level one class, although we work with a manual, can be different. So that's interesting. In fact, so I should tell you when I have level one classes set up, huh? That would probably be good, right? People would probably want to know.
Do you have
that.
Any set up coming up?
I do. I have in March, not till March, I have a level one coming up in Philadelphia on the 15th and 16th of March. And then in April, I have a level one and two coming up in Kentucky the first weekend in April, which is the 4th, 5th, 6th of April. And then there's a Cleveland level one coming up April 12th and 13th. And a level two is coming up in April, the last week in weekend in April in San Diego, the 25th, 26th. 27th. And I just talked to a lady today in Pittsburgh and from a wonderful bookstore that we were talking about me coming in and doing a lecture, introductory lecture and talk with the consultations in Pittsburgh.
Right.
And that's the Journeys of Life. And I was talking to Jean out there. And it was a great, great conversation. So we look forward to knowing more and seeing more from Jean and expanding that relationship there. So that was kind of fun. So that's what's coming up. That goes all the way to June, and who knows what comes up in between. How about that? So what's up? So questions around what was just said.
Further, no, not at this time. I think it's interesting that so many people think that it's kind of this arbitrary thing sometimes that they're not realizing that as a soul chooses all these circumstances in order to come back to experience the certain kind of blueprint, kind of to, you know, operate their life under. When they're making, you know, the soul chooses specifically to come back at certain times, and as you were saying, with certain gene pools and belief systems, and I think we were discussing that a couple weeks ago about how sometimes you're not even aware of sometimes these belief systems that are lurking underneath that you're not, you know, to really get aware of family overriding belief systems.
Right,
because you've chosen to originally experience them doesn't mean that at any time you can't say, I'm going to change this now.
Say again?
It's to say that once you realize this, you're operating under a certain belief system, then it's your free will to choose to change that if you want to.
Well, yeah, because once you become aware of the belief systems you're operating under, sometimes choice is, you know, we sometimes choice is sounds easy, but it isn't. And it's more than just choice. What they're saying that is once you figure out what the belief systems are that you're operating under, and the way they're either enhancing your life or detracting from your life, what happens is it's that notice that helps you become more conscious of how those belief systems play. And then, once you become conscious about how those belief systems play in your life, then you can actually be more active in choosing how to respond and behave that create a new groove.
Right.
Yeah. So the idea here is that the consciousness is what we need to be aware of, is that it's our consciousness around our choices in our life that we operate under once we're aware of what the choices are, I guess that.
And sometimes,
yeah,
even that awareness is great, but then sometimes, to know that it takes time sometimes to override those belief systems, because with everything that comes up, every situation, it's once you're aware of what you're operating under, it's making that conscious choice how you're going to respond to every single situation.
Right, and then when it gets real kind of murky is that you can want to make a different choice and make a choice that doesn't support you altogether, and you say, "Now, why did I do that?" You know,
right?
I mean, that's the complexity of being human. Here, is the idea is that you have these wonderful intentions, and then you're going along, and boy, you make those intentions, those choices in the morning, and the next thing you know, you're not even done with breakfast, and you didn't fulfill them, you know, or even start out on them. Does that ever happen to you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, happens to me all the time.
Best of intentions, right?
Say again?
Yes, you have days where you have the best of intentions.
Yeah, and it's like the universe conspires against you, and yet it's really not the universe, and I think that's the other piece. That we beat ourselves up thinking that we aren't on the right track when in fact we are. And we keep trying to shift that river, and what we need to sit back and say on those times where we think that we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing and we have our best intentions and saying, "What's wrong? I don't get this, you know?" That's the time where we need to really sit back, really, really, really sit back and say, okay, why isn't this working? What is here that I need to see or experience that keeps coming back in my face that is, for whatever reason, stopping me from moving forward? What is this playing in this groove all about, or this rut, if you will. That's another way of looking at it. Why am I in this rut, and what is it bringing to me? That's another way of saying it.
Or another way of saying it is, what is the lesson that I can learn here?
Yeah, exactly. What's the lesson? Why does this keep happening to me?
Because if you do have circumstances that keep happening, certainly you're bringing them to you for a reason. So
right.
That it's, and it is in that moment of consciously being aware of that and looking at it and saying, hey, what is the pattern here? And,
right.
And that's also a great thing that you can really get to in working with the Akashic Records all the time. We can get at what is this underlying pattern? You know, what's the issue underneath this pattern that keeps coming up in my life?
Exactly. That's exactly right. I think it'd be important, too, for people who are interested in knowing more about the Akashic Records, you can certainly email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and I will be happy to send you an extensive email about my work with the Akashic Records. And it also has upcoming class dates, etc. on it. Again, that's info info@akashicwisdom.com. You could go to my website that is in the process of being updated, but there's still a lot of information there, even though the dates are wrong. And that is at akashicwisdom.com. And then for even a broader look, depending on where you're at, you live, one of the things I want to say is I go where I'm invited. So if you are interested in putting together a workshop or just an introductory lecture, please give me a call like Jean did from Pittsburgh, and we'll set something up for me to come to your area. But I'm also a member of Akashic Record Consultants International, and that website is www.arc-akashicrecords.org, and that would give you Akashic Record Consultants International's website gives you listings of teachers for all over, not only all over the country, but in different parts of the world, so that it'll give you more of an information about what the Akashic Records are. As an email from me would give you lots of information about what the Akashic Records are. If you're kind of tuning in saying, what are these Akashic Records? What the heck are these folks talking about? So that might be helpful for you folks to go ahead and look at those different websites or send an email for that information. So just wanted to kind of give you the heads up there. Yeah. So Nikki, you've been working with the Akashic Records for a long time now. You took class a while ago. You've taken a few level ones, and can you talk about how it's impacted your life?
Oh, let's see. Well, it depends on really how much time you want to spend using the Akashic Records as to how much clarity you can gain. I admit that when I first started the Akashic Records years ago, that I took a level one with Donna, and then I liked it, but I didn't do anything with it, really.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the class, but then I didn't. And because it is taking that moment to be, or moments or hours sometimes, to be actually be, consciously aware and take a look at your life to see what's really going on. And so then with each, and I've taken numerous level one classes because they're all different depending on, as Donna was saying, depending on the group of people that come forward. It's always kind of a customized class, so it's really fun to take those classes and meet some new people and see how it's different and the energy is different, and then and then connecting, and then when you really do spend the time and ask the questions, and sometimes they are hard questions that you have to ask, or if you're dealing with some issues with forgiving people of things in your lives or things that, and it really is a great way to actually look at your life and take responsibility for the things in your life. And I think that's really helped shift a lot about how I look at things in life, in dealing with the records. And because, realizing that you are bringing things into your life for a reason, and that everything is, there is a lesson to learn, and there is a gift in every experience that you're having with every person that you're having, actually.
Right.
So it can get very, very big sometimes, and sometimes it can get very overwhelming, depending on, it totally depends on how deep or what areas you want to go into in the records,
Right.
And then there's also lots of fun things we do in the records when some exercises we do where we've had, in creative things where people have written poems and songs and things like that I don't think I would have ever imagined doing. If I was to sit down and say, okay, I'm going to write this poem, well, I don't really sit down and write poetry, but when I do that in a workshop and ask the record keepers to help me write a poem about something, and I get this wonderful poem that comes forward.
There's actually a student in Indiana that is a composer, and she actually will sit down at her piano and create music with her records open for healing and for energy transformation. It's quite remarkable. And she sings it, she plays it and sings it, and I've heard wonderful things about about her. We'll have to have her on the show sometime and ask her how she does that and what happens with that. Because
yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, she has an interesting way of going about it. I also have a student friend in Minnesota, a student of the Akasha, that has created wonderful programs from a personal growth point of view. Her name is Catherine Taylor. And she actually wrote the book, this is years ago, before the Akashic Records, she wrote the book, Inner Child Workbook, but she has done wonderful things with creating curriculums and workshops from the Akashic Records. And when she's a counselor, and when she works with her clients, she always opens, with their permission, of course, part of their beginning is to do an Akashic Record consultation, so she understands what the issues are that they need to work on, and many times psychologists will actually send people to me to get at the core issues, and the people get the core issues of what's going on in their life, and then they take that information back to the therapist to work on those core issues, because we don't know sometimes what's really going on. And a person could literally spend years in therapy wanting to know what their core issues are, where a session with the Akashic Records could give them what their core issues are, and they could go out and work on them on their own, or take them to a counselor or therapist and really kind of hone in on what needs to be done. So, and it, you know, you're talking about what the Akashic Records bring to you, too. For me, I've had total shifts of how I see people in my family, or why my parents did what they did, or who my, not to get into their stuff, but as it related to me, I was able to do a major amount of healing around my folks through the Akashic Records, and that was extremely helpful.
Yeah.
And because I could understand where they were coming from, and again, this is not medium work. It's not like this is a different energy than medium or a different energy than psychic. It's, you
no,
know,
but it gives you a whole different viewpoint and perspective with
right.
which to look at something and look at your relationship, your interactions, your reactions.
Right.
Yeah, it really does. It's very, very illuminating.
Right, and so even, you know, the idea here is why we do what we do, who we talk to, or why they're in our lives, not only from the joyful part, but that's really important, you know, to find out the joyful part. We always go for the tough stuff, you know, what's the pain all about? But it's also nice to find out what the joyful stuff's about too. You know, why are these wonderful grandkids in my life, and why am I having such a good time, and what's my connection with them? I get lots of information about that, and that's the fun part, you know. Not to mention the fact that there are people in our lives that are there just to bug us so that we can see certain parts of ourselves, and we illuminate different areas. So the records explain it a little bit more, and I think what the other thing that I have found with the records is that it puts a whole new slant on the concept of forgiveness. You know, all of a sudden I don't have to, it's not about letting somebody off the hook, it's about really understanding what the connection is, so I have a better sense of the relationship, if you will, or the purpose of the relationship. Have you found that to be true?
Yes, well, definitely. It finally gets you to a point where it's not so much about even the forgiveness. It gets you're kind of past that, and you can kind of objectively view it and see it as an experience and see it as something you were just, you know, in certain ways that some things that you're going on that you think that there's, you know, people have a lot of things sometimes with blame or things like that. And then when you look at it differently and see that this is an experience for this reason, and it totally kind of lifts you out of all of that.
Right.
And it gives you a very good perspective on an entire situation.
Yeah.
In a very loving and non-judgmental way. Because that everything is brought forward from the record keepers without judgment.
Yeah, I think that's the other thing that's important is to understand that this energy, the energy source that we're working with here with the Akasha, is the heart connected to the mind that goes to source. And what it does is it reminds us of our deep connection, if you will, to that love energy. And that love energy is real important in the fact that we forget how absolutely divine and magnificent we are. And that when a person can actually just sit there and open their records, they actually can experience that divinity, or that magnificent love. And just as a comment, when I say open the records, just you folks are listening, what the heck is she talking about? We use a holy prayer that shifts the energy to make the information accessible. And this is not about prophecy. And it's not necessarily about past lives. Of course, it's all there, and you can look into it if you want. But it's really more about helping you feel comfortable in your skin and helping you understand more and more about what the records are. So, but I would love to have somebody call in. We've only got about, 10 more minutes here. And I would love to have somebody call in. And let's get something going here. It's a little bit of a other question. What do you think? Good idea?
Well, we'll see. Once again, the number to call in is 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Those are both toll-free calls. So please, if you have a question that has come up as you're listening, please do give us a call.
Right.
We love your questions.
Yeah, actually, it's less than 10 minutes because we usually only have a few more minutes left. In the meantime, Nikki, why don't you give your telephone number in case somebody... Nikki does consultations, too. Nikki has gone to level 2, and she does individual consultations on the telephone or in person. So why don't you give your phone number if somebody would like to call you for a consultation?
Sure. My phone number is 216-374-2906.
Great. Say that one more time.
216-374-2906.
Great. And if you'd like to call me offline and personal questions that you might have, my telephone number is 216-691-1233. So what's up for your week there, Miss Nikki? What are you doing in the records this week? Anything special?
What am I doing in the records this week? I am going to be working, I think, on some business things and some creating a new business card.
Ah, good.
Actually.
So, here's a perfect example, ladies and gentlemen. What Nikki's going to do is she's going to open her Akashic records, her own personal Akashic records, and she's going to ask the record keepers to help her design a business card that will attract the perfect clients to her. In abundance, right?
That's right.
And you can do that kind of stuff and that's just another use. Oh, it's just another use of the Akashic Records. I had a gal I was talking to this week that works in human resources, who works with the level one person. And she was actually, saying, gee, I hadn't worked in the records that much, since the class, and she was feeling kind of embarrassed about it. And first of all, you have to come to this work in joy. This is not, and we recommend that you work in the records for at least 15 minutes a day after the first workshop. But, life happens, and it's really not about feeling like you have to do it. It's more about what you want to do. But anyway, so she works in human resources, and I said, you could actually have your records open at work and keep your records open while you're interviewing someone. It'll give you greater insight as to what questions to ask that would actually help you understand where they would be best placed within your organization. And this revelation came. She goes, oh, wow, yeah, that's one. And the next thing she was saying that she was streamlining some manuals to help and processes so that people would understand more about the company or the training, et cetera. And I said, well, that's a perfect use of the records because you can open up your own personal Akashic records and ask the record keepers how to assist you in streamlining the manuals and the information for the company, not only for the company, but for the highest good of the individuals that will be reading it. So there's so many different things you can do with the records, so it's you can use them in every area of your life. So I just want to share that with everyone. So the, designing business cards, what a good idea. You can do, I've got to talk to one of our other students about a business plan she wants to put together to increase her business with the Akashic Records, too. I've got to, you know, we keep playing telephone tags. So. It's all out there because I also do business consulting with the records. So, and talk to entrepreneurs and life coaching with the records. So it's really unlimited. Lots of fun. Lots of fun. So I guess we didn't have any callers this time, huh?
I guess not.
Okay. Well, I know you're listening out there, and I know that you care, and you're the reason I do this. Every one of you that's been listening to this program, you're the reason that every Sunday night I make sure that I'm here. I've got to apologize. Last week I wasn't here live because I was not feeling well. So it just one of those things. I want to be here for you 100%, and I want you to know how much I appreciate your listening. I want you to know that it's because of you that I do this. And so next week, as my gift to you, and my one-year anniversary of doing the show, anyone who wants to can either email me a question of what's my purpose, please include your current legal name, that'd be great, or call into the program, and we will help you understand what your life purpose is. So that's what we're doing. We're going to do it once a year, unless the inspiration hits. But next week is the week for us to say what's my purpose and let it all hang out. So that'll be great. So
that should
be
interesting.
We talked about that. So I decided the 1 year anniversary we're going to give it to the viewers. The listeners. So
great.
All right. Okay, well, I think we are almost out of time here. Nikki, do you have any closing statements?
Just for people to really consider if they're interested in having a workshop in their area, just to remind them that Donna goes wherever she is invited. So if you have a group of people that you're talking to about listening to the show and they think it's interesting and they'd like to experience that, please do email Donna. And she can come to you and get a workshop, or please do check out any workshops that are coming up. And also to just really take time to take a breath sometimes during your day and step back and actually be aware and more conscious in your day-to-day life so that you can realize why you're doing what you're doing.
Great, great. And so I would like to close the program out by saying is you're way more than you realize you are, and that the love of the divine is with you at all times. And to please, please, please give yourself a hug because you are worth it. And I know that might sound sappy, but we're going to close this records of this program by saying I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that those who are listening, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may they truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records of this radio show, the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show, on February 17th by saying amen, amen, amen. The records for this show is now closed. And if you'd all join me in saying amen.
Amen.